Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ningnin M. Hang Singh with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan highlights youth as nation's greatest asset in Viksit Bharat. Chief Minister Nipyu Rio reaffirms focus on bridging developmental gaps in eastern Nagaland. Supreme Court issues guidelines to expedite trial of child trafficking related offences. And Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari targets 100 kilometres highway construction per day. Now the news in detail. Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan highlighted India's young population as the nation's greatest asset in achieving the goal of Viksit Bharat. Addressing the 7th convocation ceremony of Nagaland University, Lumami today, he emphasized the vital role of the youth in shaping the country's future.
On our march towards Viksit Bharat of developed India by 2047, India's young population is regarded as the nation's greatest asset in achieving this goal. Cause for Viksit Bharat transcends governmental action. It is a shared endeavor, calls upon every individual, business and organization to contribute to a more promising and prosperous future. So what I see, Nagaland is yet to be developed. So many things are there. And who will do it? You have to do it. Come to Nagaland, work here, see to it that Nagaland is also developed like any other state in India.
The governor, who is also chief rector of Nagaland University, encouraged the graduating students to harness their knowledge and skills to contribute to the development of the state and the nation. He urged them to venture beyond the state, exploring broader prospects as ambassadors of the university and stewards of a profound heritage that blends ancient traditions and modern advancements. A total of 115 students graduated during the convocation, including 38 gold medalists and 30 PhD awardees. Chief Minister Nipyu Rio today reaffirmed the state government's commitment to bridging developmental gaps in the eastern part of Nagaland. Speaking at the 8th Eastern Naga Students Federation Cultural Fiesta cum General Conference in Tuen Sang, Mr. Rio acknowledged that the region still needs a lot of work in education, healthcare, roads, communication and infrastructure. The Chief Minister also highlighted the state's efforts in providing quality education in line with the national right to education aimed at enabling students to compete on a wider stage. Meanwhile, he called for unity among tribal leaders, hohos and national workers for a successful resolution of the Naga peace talks.
Or any leaders, we have hope in our youth. Today's students will become tomorrow's leaders. Naga people should unite and voice and speak for our right. Me and my government will continue to protect, to support the rich culture tradition.
Mr. Rio further reiterated strong opposition to restrictions on free movement in Naga-inhabited areas along the border. On illegal immigration, he urged students' bodies, administration and police to be vigilant in issuing inner-line permits and indigenous certificates, reminding the gathering of the constitutional safeguards protecting the cultural and customary law of Nagas. The Chief Minister encouraged the youth to uphold their rich history, culture and tradition. The Supreme Court today laid down stringent guidelines for the prevention and expedited trial of child trafficking-related offences across the country. The top court directed high courts across the country to issue directions to lower courts to complete trial in child trafficking cases within 6 months. It also mandated that such cases be heard on a day-to-day basis to prevent delays in justice. The apex court said any laxity showing to implement the directions would be taken seriously and be treated as contempt of court. Further, in a significant directive, the court said that if a newborn is stolen from the hospital, the first step would be to cancel the license of the concerned hospital. Akashvani Kohima today held a coordination meeting with the Deputy Commissioner and the Superintendent of Police Kohima to explore integrating live traffic updates into radio broadcast. The initiative focuses on providing real-time traffic information to the public to improve daily commute experiences within the district. The discussions also covered utilizing radio to deliver critical updates during landslides and other disasters. A memorandum of understanding is expected to be signed on April 17 on the collaboration. In the wake of increasing forest fire incidents, Kohima Deputy Commissioner B. Henok Buchem has issued an order banning the burning of jungles. The DC noted that deliberate or negligent burnings of forested areas have led to widespread fires, resulting in damage of wildlife habitat, public property, and endangering human lives. The order highlighted such conducts as public nuisances likely to cause disturbance to public tranquility and pose imminent danger to life and property under Section 162 of BNSS. The order added that violators would be liable for prosecution under relevant sections of the law. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Minister of Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari today emphasized the significance of infrastructure development for the country and set a goal to expedite highway construction to a rate of 100 kilometers per day. Addressing the All India Management Association's 10th National Leadership Conclave, he stated that within the next 18 months, the country's road infrastructure will surpass that of the United States of America.
मैंने घोषणा की पार्लियामेंट में इसी सेशन में कि हम 25,000 किलोमीटर 2-4 lane बनाएंगे और जो टेक्नोलॉजी की बात है वो बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट है. कॉस्ट ऑफ कंस्ट्रक्शन को कम करना और क्वालिटी ऑफ कंस्ट्रक्शन को इम्प्रूव करना और वेस्ट मटेरियल का यूज करना इको फ्रेंडली, इस पर हमारे इम्पोसिस है. मैं 100 किलोमीटर पर डे ये टारगेट रखकर काम कर रहा हूँ. और जहां तक देश की बात है, एक डेढ़ साल में अमेरिकन नेशनल हाईवे से हमारे हाईवे अच्छे बनेंगे, ये मैं आपको विश्वास दिला सकता हूँ.
Chief Minister Nipyu Rio has extended greetings to the Yim Kyung community on the occasion of Wun Sun Yo. In a social media post, Mr. Rio hoped that the time-honored tradition of community activity would renew the shared spirit, strengthen kinship, and bless every home with harmony, prosperity, and abundant harvest. Nagaland government has declared the 19th of April and the 17th of May as holidays for government officers located in Kohima. A notification from the Home Department said the holiday has been declared in lieu of the working days on February 8 on account of the 6th session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly and on March 22 in view of financial year closing. Kohima is set to host Dr. T. Ao football tournament from 1st to 15th August. This was informed today by the senior football coach Rocco Angami on behalf of the Kohima Football Association and the Nagaland Football Association during the monthly meeting of the Kohima District Planning and Development Board. Mr. Angami sought the cooperation of all board members in organizing the event. And the Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that the southwest monsoon seasonal rainfall from June to September this year is likely to be above normal. Briefing media in New Delhi today, IMD Director General Dr. Mrityunjay Mohapatra said the above normal seasonal rainfall is very likely over most parts of the country except some areas over northeast, northwest and south peninsular India where below normal rainfall is expected. Meanwhile, Secretary of Ministry of Earth Sciences Dr. M. Ravichandran said that this year the country will witness double the frequency of heatwave conditions compared to last year during the months of May and June.
The heat wave will be almost double this number. Frequency will be more than the last year. And also the moisture content also will be more. So there will be more and more discomfort, especially in the month of May and in maybe in the North India in June also.
And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan highlights youth as nation's greatest asset in Viksit Bharat. Chief Minister Nipyu Rio reaffirms focus on bridging developmental gaps in eastern Nagaland. Supreme Court issues guidelines to expedite trial of child trafficking-related offences. And Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari targets 100 kilometres highway construction per day. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.